弟兄姊妹们一起来读一点的主的话。
Brothers and sisters, let us read the word of the Lord.
我们请翻到提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
十二到十四节。
Verses 12 through 14.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被招，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。我在万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你，要守着命令，毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。
Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing.
我们再翻到提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第九第十节。
Verses 9 to 10.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，而是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
我们再翻到提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
十三十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
我们再翻到提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
十三十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus, that good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
我今天想跟弟兄姊妹一起继续交通我上一次的负担。
I want to share, brothers and sisters, my burden from the last time.
就是持守神生命的真道。
And it is to lay hold of the word of truth and life of God in love.
我今天会注重在爱心中持守神的正道。
And today I want to pay focus on laying hold of that word of truth and life in love.
我有这个负担是我在读提摩太前后书的时候，我看到当时的一个环境非常的艰难。
I was reading First Timothy and I saw how the circumstances were. It was so difficult.
不管是在外面的还是里面的。
And no matter it's without and outside or within.
有时候不管是在自己身上还是在教会里面的。
And on our own self or in the church.
好像非常的艰难。
It was difficult.
但是保罗在给提摩太他真儿子的书信里面。
But in the letter to Timothy.
但是他没有灰心。
He was not disheartened.
他还嘱咐提摩太继续把主的见证能够传递下去。
He continued to encourage Timothy to pass on the God's testimony.
他告诉他，他说一定要持守这生命的正道。
He told Timothy that you have to lay hold of this word of truth and life.
这个正道是神给我们的。
This word and this life that was given to us by God.
是神的话。
It's God's word.
他说是真道。
It says this is the true word.
也就是说，这话后面有一个真理的实际。
That behind this word there is a reality of truth.
然后它是生命的真道。
And this is the word of truth and life.
也就是这个真道不是让我们就存在脑中的，而是为我们这生命的需要给我们的。
So this word of truth and life, it means that it's not for us to just keep it in our mind, it's for something that we can live.
所以我们实在要宝贵神给我们的话。
It, we have to hold precious the word of God.
他说要持守。
It says to lay hold of.
就一方面是要持。
Oh, you have to, on one hand, you have to lay hold of it.
就是神的话已经给我们了，但是在我们的生命中是不是这样活出来的？
God has already given us His word, but in our lives, are we living it out?
我们也在里面享受主的生命。
We have also come to enjoy of His life.
一个是守。
One is to guard.
也就是说有敌人的破坏。
That is the enemy is trying to destroy it.
我们有没有留心来保守这个真道不会失去？
Are we paying attention that we lay hold of it and we do not lose it?
叫这个生命能够传递。
That this life can be passed on.
主给我们他生命的真道。
The Lord has given us His word of truth and life.
我会想到是为着我们在地上如何跟随主，主给了我们这个真道。
I am thinking the Lord has given us this word of truth and life in order for us to follow Him.
一个是我们的生活和服事是属灵的。
That our living and our service, it is spiritual.
因为我们的生命是属天的。
Because our life is heavenly life.
所以我们的神要借着在我们里面这个得到属天的生命，在地上能够活出属天的生活。
He has given us this heavenly life in order for us to live a heavenly life here.
神没有让我们自己用天人的想法、感觉和能力去生活来服侍他。
He didn't want us to live and work and serve Him with our own natural life.
因为他知道在我们这个罪人的身上，我们的生命的性情跟他是完全不一样的。
Because as sinners, we are very different in that our
我们罪人的生命和主的生命性情是完全不一样的。
The life is different.
所以我们能看到门徒在地上跟随主的时候，常常跟主的想法和做事发生冲突。
So we see that oftentimes, how the disciples, what they do on this stuff, the way they do it is very different from our Lord.
所以靠着我们自己是不可能活出这个属灵的生命的。
So by ourselves, we are unable to live out the spiritual life.
所以主把他的话给我们。
So the Lord gives us His word.
另外一方面,
on the other hand,
今天我们是活在地上,
we are living now on this earth.
我们有一个敌人,
we have an enemy.
那就是魔鬼撒旦,
and Satan.
他的工作总是要破坏神的工作,
his work is to destroy the work of God.
魔鬼也掌, 在这个地上掌权,
Satan also has his dominion over this world.
借着这个世界给我们带来许多的阻力和艰难。
And through this world, he obstructs us and has given us trials.
如果主不给我们的话，我们是不可能打赢这场属灵的征战的。
Without God's word, we are unable to win this battle.
所以主把这个他生命的真道就给了我们。
So the Lord gives us His word of truth.
好叫我们在地上生活能够有方向、有路、有希望。
In order that on this earth when we live, we have direction, we have a way, and we have hope.
但我们如果我们眼睛都看我们环境或者我们的时局的话，我们心中会想，我怎么能够持守得住呢？
If our eyes look on our circumstances, then in our hearts we'll think, how are we able to hold on to the, hold fast to the truth?
但我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
主借着保罗的话告诉我们，主给我们有托付，他也给我们恩典。
Through Paul, he has told us that he gives us this he gives us this burden, but he also gives us grace.
就是他已经给我们信心和爱心。
What he has entrusted us, he has also given us grace. He has given us both love and faith.
他也给我们圣灵。
He has also given us His Spirit.
他给我们信心是叫我们知道如何抓住主给我们有的。
He gives faith so we know how to hold fast to what He has given to us.
我们知道如何进入那生命里的实际。
Then we know how to be able to enter into this reality of life.
如果我们摸到那实际，我们就能够站稳。
For as if we touch that reality, we are able to stand fast.
然后他叫我们赐给了我们的爱心。
He has also given us love.
因为这个爱叫我们能够一直连于主。
Because this love causes us to be able to continually connect to Him.
这个爱成为我们里面的动力。
And this love becomes our drive.
叫我们能够与主同心，一直跟到底。
That our heart is one with the Lord to follow Him all the way.
当我们想到就是我们要用爱心来持守的时候。
When we think about using love to hold fast.
我们第一个感觉就是我们要有热心。
We may feel the first we have to have that fire.
就是要为主做了什么事。
That we have to be able to do something for the Lord.
或者为主做成的什么事可以在人面前可以表现出来。
Or we have already done something for the Lord and we can show it to others.
或者更具体一点就是好像我读圣经读了多少遍。
Or to be more specific, for example, like I've read the Bible so many times.
读得多快有多少的得着。
I've read so many times and so quickly and how much I have gained from it.
或者我的祷告多么属灵，迟早多么的好。
Or, you know, my prayers, how spiritual they are, I have many good phrases and words.
或者我们传福音有多少人，因着我们信了。
Or when we preach the gospel, how many have come to the Lord because of us?
或者我一周参加多少聚会。
Or how many gatherings you know, did I come for a week?
或者说我还能再聚会。
Or I can meet the meetings.
我不是说这些不好。
I'm not saying that these are not good.
但是我们通常会想到这些, 这个就叫爱心。
Many times, you know, we think about these and we call this as love.
但保罗这里提醒我, 他说这个爱是在基督耶稣里的爱。
But Paul reminds us here that this love is in Christ Jesus.
也就是说是主的爱在我们里面，让我们里面产生对他的爱的一个回应。
That the Christ love in us, that it causes us to have a response to His love.
如果我们没有主的爱，我们就没办法真的爱主。
Without His love, we are unable to truly love Him.
所以这是主给我们的恩典。
So this is the grace that He has given to us.
上两次我们有两次的受浸聚会。
Now we have two baptismal meetings.
我们能够再一次在我们弟兄姊妹的身上看到神的爱是何等的新鲜，何等的真实。
We see how fresh and true, how real the love is, the love of God is on our brothers and sisters.
神已经爱了我们。
He has loved us.
我今天想跟大家看圣经的几个例子来看神对我们的爱是何等的深刻。
I want to look at together to look at some examples in the Bible to see what a great love the Lord has for us.
我们再读几处的圣经节。
We'll read some Bible passages.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第8节到第10节。
Chapter 4 verses 8.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生神爱我们的心就在此显明了。He
that loved not know not God, for God is love, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Okay. 好，那第19节。
Verse 19.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love Him because He first loved us.
他说神已经先爱了我们。
He says God has first loved us.
耶利米书第31章第3节。
Jeremiah 31.
第3节。
Verse 3.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。The
Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, Yeah, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
这里说是古时神就开始爱了我们。That
here it says, as of old already, the Lord has loved us.
在我们还不认识他，甚至我们还没出生的时候，神已经用永远的爱爱了我们。
Before we know Him, before we were formed, the Lord has already loved us with an everlasting love.
所以当他向我们显现的时候， 在我们的生活中，他就用慈爱吸引我们。
So when he appeared to us in our life, he used his loving kindness to draw us.
我们再翻到马拉基书第一章第二节。
Malachi chapter 1:2.
耶和华说：“我曾爱你们。”
I have loved you, said the Lord.
所以我们读了这圣经节，我们知道神已经爱了我们。
We know that the Lord have loved us.
我今天想用几个圣经里面的故事，我们来一起来看再次来重温神对我们的爱。
I want to use a few passages in the Bible to come and refresh our memory of that the Lord has first loved us.
第一次的故事是在约翰福音第八章。
John chapter
8. 第一到第十二节。
Verses 1-12.
圣经节我就不读了。
I will not read the Bible verses.
我在想大家对这个故事都很熟悉。
We are very familiar with the story.
就是讲那个行淫的妇人被带到主面前的时候。
It was a woman caught in adultery and brought before the Lord.
主赦免了她。
The Lord forgave her.
也借着这个故事告诉每一个人，主，我们都是罪人。
And through this story, the Lord tells us that we are all sinners.
但是我仔细在读，仔细在想，其实这里面有更深主的爱在里面。
When I read again and ponder on it, the Lord, there's a deeper love of the Lord here.
有时候我们在想，这个行淫的妇人她所做的，我真的不可能做的。
Many times, you know, we see when we read the this woman caught in adultery, we'll feel like, you know, we would not do such a thing.
所以这个离我很远。
And this is far from me.
所以我们会觉得我们罪其实不是很深重的。
And we often feel, you know, our sin is not that deep.
但是我们仔细看，这个行淫的妇人其实离我们不远。
But when we look carefully, you know, the woman who was caught in adultery was not, it's not far from us.
我想这个妇人她是以色列人，她听过律法。
She's an Israelite, so she has heard of the law.
她天天可能都听到律法。
Maybe she has heard about it every day.
她知道在婚姻里面已经是一个约，不可能在外面跟其他的男人有关系的。
She knows that in this marriage there is a covenant, and she cannot have any relationship with another man.
但她不知道在她的身上有罪。
But she doesn't know that there is sin in her life.
所以人里面是有欲望的。
So there is lust in men.
所以当这个妇人见了可能那个男人的时候，他里面就有一根私欲念头出来。
So when the woman see the man, there is a desire.
所以刚开始的时候，我们里面肯定都有提醒的。
And in the beginning, we will have that reminder.
这个女人也知道这样不行，这样做不好。
And the woman knows this is not good.
但是她又回来，又被自己的私欲抓着，她还是去想。
But when she returned, she is again caught by her own desires.
慢慢想，那个念头就摆不掉。
And the more she thinks about it, she cannot do away with that thought.
可能那个男人就一直也在她生活中出现。
Maybe the man also is in her life.
所以她又再转回去想。
So she returned and think about it.
哎，如果我那样做了会怎样呢？
What if I do this?
没人看得见。
Nobody knows.
所以慢慢慢慢的。
So gradually.
里面的声音也没掉了。
And the voice disappeared.
所以后来她越来越胆子大。
So she became more daring.
所以最终就被罪胜过。
And so she was overcome by sin.
所以这就是罪在我们每一个人身上的权势。
So this is the dominion of sin in all of us.
我们知道不好，但是我们没办法出来。
We know it is bad, but we are unable to get out of it.
罪的后果是很可怕的。
And the end result is scary. It's very bad.
所以这个女人的，就让我们看到，当我们犯了罪的时候，她的后果是要被石头打死的。
So the end result is frightening because she'll be stoned to death.
她也要承受从众人来的羞辱。
She will also bear the shame from outside.
所以我们有时候就觉得没人知道，我们不知道罪的可怕。
So we oftentimes feel like you know, nobody knows, so we do not know the how frightening sin is.
我们怎么知道它的可怕呢？
How do we know?
我们肯把我们所做的摆在人的面前吗？
Are we able to lay it out before man?
我们都不能摆在人的面前，怎么摆在神的面前？
If we are not able to lay before man, how are we able to lay it before God?
我们来到这个故事，我们看到主对他说的话。
And when we look at this story, we see what the Lord speak to her.
第十节。
In verses 10 and 11.
主对她说：“没有人定你的罪吧？”那女人说：“主啊，没有。”
It says here, woman, where are those thy accusers? Had no man condemned thee?
我们知道，当这个女人说这些话的时候，她知道她犯了罪。
And when a woman comes before the Lord, she knows that she has sinned.
她被罪胜过了。
She was overcome by sin.
但主这里没有要定她的罪。
But the Lord here was not going to condemn her.
是真的那天没有人定她的罪吗？
But is it true that that day nobody condemned her?
可能别人没办法定她的罪。
Maybe they are unable to condemn her.
但我们的主是可以定她的罪。
But our Lord can.
但是我们的主没有定她的罪。
But our Lord did not.
我在想，如果我是那个女人，
if I was thinking, if I were the woman,
我会说死了，我认了。I know
I'm going to die.
是我犯了罪。
I have sinned.
如果有可能的话，我把这个罪盖住、藏住就好了。
If it's possible, you know, I'll just cover it, you know, hide it.
但这是人的想法。But
this is what men think.
但主不是这么想。But
this is not the thought of God.
主在这个女人犯罪的时候，他全都知道。
Because when a woman sinned, the Lord knows.
他知道他还来找他。
Yet the Lord come and look for her.
因为主也知道我们每一个人就是这么软弱，常常陷在罪中。
Because the Lord knows this, that we are weak and we are oftentimes in sin.
但主有他怜悯，要赦免我们一切的罪。
But the Lord has His mercy and He wants to forgive us of our sins.
我们继续看主十一节啊。
We look at verse 11.
主说， 我也不定你的罪，去吧。So
and Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go.
从此不要再犯罪了。And
sin no more.
去吧。Say
go.
这是何等有恩典的话。What
a word of grace.
如果我们陷在罪中，我们怕那个结果，但是主说去吧。When
we are in sin, we are so afraid of the end result, but the Lord says go.
在我们是非常得到主的恩典。
For us, you know, we have received much grace.
但是这个背后，我们不知道主为我们付出了多少。But
behind us, we do not know how much the Lord has given to us.
如果我们翻到 约伯记第34章24节的话，
When we go to Job 34,
我先22节，然后24节。
Verse 22.
他的灵魂临近深坑，他的生命近于灭命的。
Yet his soul draws near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers.
神就给他开恩，说救赎他免得下坑。我已经得了赎价。So
the Lord delivered him from down to the pit. I have found a ransom.
圣经上告诉我们，当我们犯罪，我们就是罪人。The
Bible said that we have sinned, we are sinners.
我们好像就在神面前欠了千万金。
And we have owned so much before the Lord.
律法也说罪的工价乃是死，若不流血，断不能除罪。
We owe so much to the Lord, and then the law says that if it's not only without death, it cannot do away with sin.
所以是主为我们付了那个赎价，我们今天才能够真正的被买赎回来。
Without the ransom, we are not able to be redeemed.
他后面说从此不要再犯罪了。
But it says, go and sin no more.
这个要求好像很合理。
It seems a reasonable, this is reasonable.
但对我们来说是何等的难以做到。
But to us, it is so hard to do.
因为主救我们，他不但救我们从罪的那个惩罚中出来，他要救我们从罪的整个的权势和辖制里面出来。
Not only the Lord is saving us from the consequences of sin, but also from the dominion of sin.
因为只有他的生命是不犯罪的，才能够胜过罪。
Because his life is sinless, and only he can overcome sin.
所以主耶稣在十二节才说。
So that's why, that's how the Lord can say in verse 6. Verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得到生命的光。”He
told them, "I'm the light of the world, and those who follow me will walk in the light."
只有他的生命赐给我们 我们才能够知道我们是在罪中。
Only by him giving us his life, then we know that we are in sin.
也只有他的生命在我们里面活出来，我们才能够不再犯罪。
Only his life living through us, then we are able to not sin.
所以，如果我们把自己摆在这个女人的位置上
，So if we put ourselves in this woman's shoe,
我们看到主向着我们的爱是何等的大。
We can see how great God's love is toward us.
是他体贴了我们的软弱。
He has indeed see our weaknesses.
是他付了那个赎价。
And he has paid the ransom for our sins.
是他死在十字架上，把那个生命也带给了我们。
He died at the cross and brought us life.
今天要带着我们走前面的路。
And he is leading us to walk the way before us.
这是一个完全的拯救。
This is a complete salvation.
我们再看一个故事，马可福音第五章。
We'll see another story here. Mark 15.
这个故事在马可福音第五章24-34节。
Mark chapter 5.
圣经节我也不读了。
I will not read through.
这里讲到一个血漏的妇人怎么得到主的医治。
Says here of a woman that has blood issue and how she was being saved, being healed.
这个女人的情况记在25-26节。
It's her situation, it's being recorded down from verse 25.
她患了12年的血漏。
And she has the issue of blood for 12 years.
她在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，也花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。
She has spent much by seeing other many physicians.And also suffered, but she grew worse.
这个女人她有里面的一个软弱。
She has a weakness within.
可能外面人看不出来。
Maybe others cannot see.
就是她的血一直在流。
And she, her blood kept flowing.
就好像在生命中一直有一个东西让她里面没有喜乐。
As if there is something in her life and causes her not able to have joy.
这件事已经十二年了。
This matter has already been 12 years.
她非常的盼望能够得到医治。
She hoped for healing.
所以她找了很多医生。
So she has seen many a physician.
但没有一个医生能够医好她。
And none could heal her.
当她这一天见到主的时候。
So this day when she met the Lord.
我在想他可能之前已经渐渐已经断了希望，是不可能的。
Maybe gradually she has lost hope.
但是那一天他听到主的事情。
But that day she heard of the Lord.
他里面就有信的心。
So she has that faith.
所以他就带着他的问题来到了主的面前。
So she brought her questions to the Lord.
他不是很认识主。
She doesn't know the Lord.
但是他愿意用信心去摸主。
But by faith, she went to touch the Lord.
当她这一摸的时候
，When she touched,
她的病就好了。
She was healed.
这里说，她说第29节，她的血漏的源头立即干了，便觉得身上的灾病好了。
In verse 29, it says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
在有些圣经的版本里面是说，不光是那个血漏好，是整个人变成一个健康的人了。
Not only, she was not just healed, but she became healthy.
就一个完全好的人。
And completely healed.
我就想到我分享一个自己的一个经历。
I'll share one of my experience.
跟这个血漏的妇人有关系。
It has to do with this woman a blood issue.
我听我家人说，我是2岁半的时候玩火的时候掉到火里面。
I heard my family tell me that when I was playing with fire when I was about 2.5, I was caught in the fire.
所以那时候在国内的时候很条件很差，所以我就跟我姐姐跟其他人一起玩。
The conditions were not good. I was playing with my sister and her friends.
然后玩火的时候掉到火里面。
And when we were playing with fire, I got caught in the fire.
然后烧得很严重。
The burn was very serious.
所以从小之后就动了几次大刀。
I have some surgeries done.
命是救回来，但是身上就留下了疤痕。
My life was saved, but there were scars.
所以从小在我的心中就有一个很自卑的一个感觉。
So I'm feeling very
self-esteem.
My self-esteem was hurt.
就是我跟别人不一样了。
So I was very different from others.
不是一个好的不一样，是一个不好的不一样。
It wasn't something that was good that was different, but it was something bad.
所以我总想从里面出来。
So I wanted very much to get out of that.
我爸爸也帮助我怎么出来。
And my dad also tried to help.
我爸爸叫我去看，就带我去看电影院，看那些励志的电影。
My dad brought me to the movies and see things that encouraged me.
但我看完了，好像我里面还是一样的。
But after watching those, I was still feeling the same.
后来我自己也去读许多的书，让自己能够刚强起来。
I also tried to read books to help to strengthen from within.
所以当我在读大学的时候，我在报考科目的时候，成绩还不错，但是只能就报那些不需要动手的。
So when I was applying for the college, my results are really good, but I can only apply for things that don't have to use my hands.
因为手的缘故，所以像计算机系啊、医学啊这些就免谈了。
So I can't go into computer science or I go into medicine.
然后讲到如果要结婚的话，那肯定是排在最后的。
And so if you talk about marriage, then maybe I would be at the very end.
这个问题一直都在。
This question always remains.
每一次在里面就。每次想起来的时候，里面就是比较难过。
Every time I think about it, you know, it's very hard.
后来感谢主来到美国，听了福音，我信主了。
But praise the Lord, you know, I've come to the States and I have believed in Him.
我也把这件事带到主面前。
I also brought this matter before the Lord.
我说主啊，怎么会这样，还在我身上？
I said, Lord, you know, how come this, you know, I still feel this way?
我知道我里面的生命好像在流失。
It seems like, you know, the life in me, you know, is dripping away.
让我感谢主，主知道主也要医治。
But thank the Lord, He knows and He was going to heal me.
会，那时候我们跟弟兄姊妹一起跑步。
We went jogging with brothers and sisters.
有一次在一个礼拜六的早晨，跑完步去一个弟兄家吃了早餐，然后去了他后面的公园在玩。
After one Saturday, after the run, you know, we went to a brother's house and we had breakfast and then we went to the park.
那是一个春天。
That was a springtime.
所以地上满了花。
That was full of flowers.
那这是蒲公英。
But it was dandelions.
所以当我们坐在那里之后，然后一个姊妹就有一个小女孩就采花给那个姊妹。
So when we were sitting on the ground, the little girl plucked some of the flowers to a sister.
那个姊妹说，那你采一束花给叔叔啊。
And then the sister said, why don't you, pluck some too and give it to uncle?
那个小女孩说，
But she was reluctant.
我一看到表情，我里面就知道为什么了。
Oh, I saw her expression, I knew why.
如果不是这个伤疤，不是这个缺陷，我不会这样。
If it's not this scar, you know, I wouldn't be this way.
我里面就酸了一下。
I was a little, I felt bad.
但也不是第一次，所以也过去了。
Because this wasn't the first time, so, you know, it just passed by.
然后这个姊妹就跟那个小女孩说。
So the sister said to the little girl.
她说 Percy 啊。
Is it? says, Persis?
Sorry, okay. 他说我知道你怕什么。
I know what you're afraid of.
但是他说你要知道，他说神爱这个人。
But she said, you know, you have to know God loves this person.
所以在他的身上做了一个记号。
And give to him this mark on him.
他说这个人是属我的。
That this person belongs to the Lord.
当我那天听到这句话的时候。
So when I hear these words.
我就被主的爱摸着了。
And the Lord's love touched me.
其实是主的爱从天上浇灌下来。
The Lord's love poured out from heaven.
我那天才知道。
So that day I know.
主不是别人看你怎么样。
It's not how others look at you.
而是这位造我们的主怎么看我们。
But how does the Lord, the God who made us, you know, form us, how he looked at us.
他爱了我们。
He loved us.
一切都可以改变的。
Everything can be changed.
我想借这个故事。
I want to use the story.
我也会想到之前有位弟兄说，他说我们常常是一个受伤害的人。
My brother said, you know, we oftentimes those who have been hurt.
用英文说就是他说他有个 broken soul.
maybe it's like, you know, you have a broken soul.
可能是我们自己身体上的一些缺陷。
Maybe it's of the body.
或者是在过去家庭留给我们的一些影响。
Or what our family has left us with.
或者在成长过程中的一些遭遇。
Or what circumstances we have come across as we grow.
在我们的魂的里面产生一个长远的影响。
But it has this very far impact in our soul.
这好像成了我们里面的一个血肉。
It's like, you know, it becomes like this bleeding, this blood issue in our lives.
这里面成为我们的一个，常常成为我们里面的一个难处来继续往前走。
It becomes a difficulty in us that causes us unable to go forward.
但感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
主说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
That we are new creation when we're in Him.
旧事已过，一切都成新的了。
And all things have passed and all has become new.
主也是说我用永远的爱爱你。
He has also said that He has loved us with an everlasting love.
我们再看一个故事。
We'll read another story.
在路加福音第五章十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
这里讲到一个浪子的故事十一节到二十四节。
It speaks of the prodigal son, verses 11.
圣经我就不读了。
I will not read the passage.
我们都很熟悉这个故事。
We are very familiar with the story.
就是这个儿子他不顾他父亲的心他自己要到外面去。
The son did not care about how his father feel and he went outside.
结果他到外面吃了苦然后他才悔改过来才回到父亲的家中。
And after all that he has gone through, he repented and came returned to his father's house.
父照样的接纳了他。
And the father received him back.
我在想我们有时候也会跟这个小儿子一样。
I feel like oftentimes we are like this lost son.
在父亲的家中父亲要他一起来经营他的田地。
And in his father's house, he wants him to come and to take care of this field.
但是这个儿子根本就不上心。
But this son did not care.
他甚至不知道在这家中他要做什么。
He did not know what he is supposed to do in his house.
然后他就受这外面的就世界的一个影响。
And he was influenced by the world.
因为这个世界会告诉他。你有很多的自由，你有很多的，在我当中你能够得到许多的喜乐。
Because this world will tell us that, you know, you have much freedom, you know, and in the world, you know, you have much joy.
所以他就离开他父亲的家。
So he left his father's house.
带着他所有的。
He took all that belonged to him.
投到了那个世界。
And he went into the world.
这里有说那地方。
It says that place.
那地方就是这个世界。
It's the world.
它里面有提到那地方的一个人。
It says the person in that place.
那个地方人就是这世界的王。
The king of this world.
所以他带着他所有的出去的时候。
So when he journeyed with all that he has.
我们看到他回来的只是愁苦。
But what he got in return was sorrow.
他带着满满的出去，他最后是一无所有。
He went out fully, but he came back empty-handed.
他投靠了那人，他投靠了那地方的那个人。
He went to trust in the people of that place.
那个地方叫他很忙。
The place caused him to be very busy.
也叫他很累。
And caused him to be very tired.
这就是这个世界的本质。
And this is the essence of this world.
他应许我们有自由有喜乐，但是他给我们的却是捆绑和愁苦。
This is the what it seems to promise as freedom, but what gives us is sorrow.
它叫我们很忙，但是我们里面非常的干渴。
It causes us to be very busy, but then we end up feeling very thirsty.
因为这个世界仇敌，它的本质，它不会爱我们的。
Because this world, the enemy, you know, he doesn't love us.
后来我们知道这个儿子悔改了，看到这一切。
And we know in the end, the son repented. He saw all of these.
他愿意回来。
He was willing to return.
我们常常会看到的是儿子，但不容易看到这个父亲。
We oftentimes, you know, we see the son, but we it's very we don't look at the dad, the father.
因为当这个父亲接纳他的时候，一点责备都没有。
When the father received him back, you know, he did not scold him.
我常常稀奇，我说怎么会有这样的父亲？
I'm oftentimes amazed. How can you find such a father?
但我在想，有一天，主也让我知道，就是神的爱不是要我们去理解的。
And one day I realized that God's love is not that we have to understand everything.
它就是这么的深，远超我们的理解。
It's so deep. It's beyond our understanding.
因为这个儿子在外面已经受到教训。
Because the son, when he was outside, he had already received all the punishment.
但如今他悔改了。
But now he has repented.
他没有去责备他。
The father did not rebuke him.
所有这儿子离开家的这段时间，那一切的痛苦都是他父亲来承担的。
And all the sorrow, while the son was out, was being bared by the father.
父亲知道孩子里面的悖逆。
The father knows the son's disobedience.
是他天天在等候。
He waited every day.
他等候，但是他没有放弃。
He waited and he did not give up.
因为他知道他这个儿子如果不是回到神的家，回到他的家中的话，他里面没有真正的安息和喜乐。
Because the father knows that unless the son returns back home, he will not have that true peace and true joy.
如果他的儿子不是在他的田地上一起在经营的话，他在地上是没有目的的。
And if the son is not working together and managing the father's field, then he will not have any purpose on this earth.
所以他的父亲一直在等他，一直在等候他回来。
So the father continually waited for the son to return home.
我在想，这常常是我们的一个关系。
And this oftentimes is our condition.
愿我们能够看到神向我们的爱是何等的大。
May we see how great God's love is toward us.
最后一个简单的是在约翰福音第二十一章。
In John chapter 21,
第一章二十一章第一到十七节
verses 1 to 17.
这里讲到彼得。
Speaks of Peter.
这是主耶稣已经复活了之后。
After our Lord's resurrection.
但我们发现这里有个稀奇的事情，就是好像彼得又不知道怎么回事，又回去打鱼了。
We do not know how what happened, and Peter returned to fish.
在那天怎么都没打到鱼。
But he couldn't have any fish.
我在想这件事情让我想到就是在服事的事情上。
This brought me to think about in serving the Lord.
彼得可能遇到了一些事情。
He has met some matters.
可能灰心了。
Maybe he was disheartened.
或者是之前上次否认主的事情让他就没办法继续往前。
Where he has that three times when he denied the Lord, you know, he wasn't able to get over that.
但这一天主在海边遇见他的时候。
But when the Lord met him there.
不是他找主，是主在天还没亮的时候。就来海边来找他。
Peter did not go and find the Lord, but the Lord found him and met him there.
我们知道这次主又让他经历了一个神迹。
And the Lord again had let Peter experience a miracle.
然后也在岸上为他预备饼和鱼。
And also prepare bread and fish for him.
然后主对他说你爱我比这些更深吗？
And the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
我在想这个故事告诉我们，就是若不是主他一直在恢复我们、扶持我们，我们在服事的路上不可能能够一直往前的。
I was thinking, you know, if not for the Lord restoring us, we are unable to continue to serve.
是他再一次的遇见我们，给我们里面有那个动力。
He has come and met us again and give us this drive to continue on.
我在想我已经我们已经看了不少的故事，我们看到神的爱就这样爱了我们。
We read many stories and we see how God's love, He just loves us.
主就是在这样的情况, 祂要我们能够来爱祂。
And it is in such condition, the Lord wants us to come and love Him.
就是一个人, 爱主, 如果蒙了主的爱的话, 我们对祂有爱是一个正常的反应。
It is a very, our response, it's when we have received God's love, you know, we will return that love.
我记得以前有个弟兄讲一个福音朋友的故事。
I heard a brother talk about a gospel friend.
他是一个博士生, 听福音。
A PhD student.
他来就是吃饭了。
He came to just have meal.
对福音, 对神, 主耶稣, 他是不屑一顾的。
He has no interest in the gospel.
常常和其他的福音朋友一起来, 抵挡这个福音。
He will come and be against the gospel.
后来有一次他真的听了福音里面被开启了。But
one day, you know, he heard the gospel and he was opened up within.
他看到神的爱, 他就有一个回应, 他要接受主。
He saw God's love and he has a response. He wants to receive the Lord.
当他这样回应了之后, 他那天还是, 弟兄在他们, 就是他跟福音朋友一起回去。
So after this responding, you know, the brother brought him and other gospel friends home.
然后在车上的时候, 那福音朋友又在讲今天听到了, 又在讲亵渎神的话。
And there was this gospel friend was talking about blasphemous words.
他里面就很难受。
And this brother, you know, he felt it was hard for him to hear that.
因为他发现他好像这些人说的话, 每一句话都刺到他的心。
Every word that his friend was speaking, you know, it kind of pricked his heart. It was like speaking ill of his own father.
所以一个人蒙了主的爱,对主有爱的回应,那是很真实,很自然的。
So one who has received God's love to have that response with God's love is very natural.
但今天主也要我们有,给我们一个爱的命令,要我们来爱他。
But he also gave us a commandment to love him.
他要我们爱他是为着我们的益处。
He wants us to love him, it's actually for our own good.
如果我们不爱他, 我们就会爱其他的事物。
If we do not love him, we'll go love other things.
我们会陷在世界的事物, 也陷在自己的里面。
We'll fall into the things of this world and into our own self.
如果我们不爱主的话,
If we do not love him,
我们不会想去追求主。
We will not think about to pursue him.
许多属灵的事, 我们就是不能够明白。
And we are unable to understand many spiritual things.
在认识主的事上, 我们就是找不到门路。
And in this matter of knowing the Lord, we have no opening.
所以我们感谢主给我们一个命令, 要我们能够爱他。
And we thank the Lord that he gave us this commandment to love him.
那我们如何来回应呢?
But how do we respond?
我们天然的就是要, 为主做多少事情。
In our natural being, you know, what we want is to do more for the Lord.
但主要得到我们的爱, 除非他得到我们这个人。
But what he wants our love, so he has to gain our whole being.
就像我们弟兄带的诗歌, 他说, 他就要得到我们的心。
And our brother leads us the song, you know, he wants our heart.
我们对主回应他的爱, 我们第一个就是要把自己奉献给主。
To respond to God's love, first we have to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们来看一下马可福音第14章。
Mark chapter 14.
圣经节是第3到第9节。
Verses 3 to 9.
因着时间的缘故，我可能就不读了。
I will not read because of time.
这个故事大家也都很熟悉。
We are all very familiar.
我们知道是玛利亚用香膏膏主的事情。
We know Mary anointed the Lord with the sweetness.
那天她把一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏打破了，然后膏在主的头上。
So she broke that alabaster box of ointment and poured that sweetness, which is very precious. She broke the box and poured it on the Lord.
她那天她把她自己和她
So that day, she gave herself and what she loved most to the Lord.
用今天的话就是说, 她因着主爱的激励, 她把自己完全奉献给主。
So in today's word, we would say that, you know, because of the constraint of our Lord's love, she gave herself to the Lord.
但我们看看啊，周边的人是怎么想的。
But we look at how people around her are thinking.
第四节，他说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
It says here, and why was this waste of the ointment made?
门徒是在对主做了一个估价。
The disciples were weighing out the price.
他觉得主不配。
Says the Lord is not worthy of this.
人是在算怎么合算怎么合理。
Men are looking at, you know, is this worth it? Is it reasonable?
这是啊门徒的一些想法。
And this is the thoughts of the disciples.
但我们也知道还有一个叫犹大。
We know Judah.
他这个时候在想怎样从主那里得到利益。
He was thinking of what gain he can from the Lord.
但我们来看我们的主，他在这个时候，他心中只想的马上就要上十字架了。
But in our Lord's heart, he only think about he's going to go to the cross soon.
主为着我们这群人愿意上到十字架。
The Lord, for us, He was willing to go to the cross.
但我们常常对主的估价却不配我们把自己全部的给他。
But when we weigh it out, we oftentimes, you know, we do not give Him our all.
我想到在哥罗西书啊第一章的里面有说。
And in Colossians, chapter 1, it says,
他说万有都是他造的。
All was, created by Him.
万有都是借着他造的
and it's through him
就是你我在这地上我们能够存在都是经过主的手
that we can live on this earth is all through his hand
也是他天天用维持的力来带我们
he uphold all of this
他是我们生命的那个啊 originator 就是开始的那一位
he's the originator of our lives
也是我们生命的作者 author
he's also the author of our lives
所以他是这样一位生命的主却为我们完全为自己摆上
But the Lord of life gave himself for us
他的估价是用他自己来代替我们
When he counted the cost, you know, he gave himself for us
我想起上一周我们唱那首诗歌他说他不救自己
Himself, he cannot save
当人看福音的时候有时候看的就是从两个角度来看。
When we look at the gospel, we see it from two angles.
一个是从人的角度来看。
From man's.
就是我有需要。
When we have the need.
主是爱的。
I have the need and God is love.
所以我来投靠他。
So I come and lean on him.
我得到了益处，得到了恩典。
I come and find refuge in him and I receive goodness and grace.
然后以后主就在生活中来帮我。
And in the future, the Lord will help me in my daily living.
这是人看救恩福音的一个角度。
This is an angle where men look at the gospel.
然后，上周我在唱到的诗歌，我就想到主挂在十字架上，难道就是为此吗？
When I was singing the hymn, I was wondering, you know, did the Lord just was, you know, he was there, hung on the cross. Is it just for this?
他看我们这些罪人的时候，他怎么想的？
When he looked at us sinners.What was he thinking?
他是想到，就我们是落在了罪里，是很痛苦。
That we have fallen in sin.
将来是要灭亡。
And we are going into destruction.
他要救我们。
He wants to save us.
但是他心中有个心，就是要把我们这些人完全的得着，为着他自己。
It is in his heart he wants to gain us completely for himself.
所以在主的救恩的里面，当他挂在十字架上为我们死的时候，他想到的不是仅仅我们得到恩典，而是要我们这个人完全被他得着。
In his salvation, when he was hung on the cross, not only did he want to give us grace, but he wants to completely gain us.
我以前读这个玛利亚香膏膏主。在我信主不久的时候，我其实没有很读懂。
When I was reading the anointing of Jesus, when I first believed, I didn't quite understand.
我感觉这好像就是玛利亚做了一个 extra, 就是再多一点的事情。
I felt that, you know, there was just Mary doing just something extra.
可能她对主爱多一点，所以她多做了一点。我可能就是。不需要这样的。
Maybe she has some more love than I have, and you know, she did this. Maybe I do not have to do this.
后来就是有一次在一个弟兄家里跟一位老姊妹，就是柯姊妹，我们一起吃饭。
So we were at a brother's house and we were having a meal with Sister Ke.
忘记好像信主一年还是两年的时候。
It was a year or two after I believed the Lord.
吃完饭之后，那姊妹就跟我们讲一些话。
So after dinner, she spoke to us.
她就讲到她在年轻的时候，肯定没有过二十岁，她怎么听到福音？
When she was young, before 20, and how she had heard the gospel.
她就得救了。
And she was saved.
所以她得救之后，也就是一直要着她的妈妈能够信主。
So after she was saved, she went to her mom to come to the Lord.
然后她也听到信主了，要爱主，把自己奉献给主。
She has also heard that, you know, when you after you believe, you know, you have to love the Lord and give yourself to the Lord.
她就把自己献给主，所以一生我们姊妹都是守着独身来一生服侍主。
So she gave herself to the Lord, and she and also she remained single and served the Lord.
她就跟我之后就大家在谈的时候就谈到这个玛利亚膏主的事。
So when we were she was speaking to us then after dinner, and she talked about Mary anointing Jesus.
这就告诉我们年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And she was speaking to younger brothers and sisters.
她说啊，就是啊，玛利亚这件事情。
So what Mary did?
是主对我们每一个人的要求。
It's what the Lord requires of each and every one of us.
主福音的目的就是要得着我们像玛利亚一样，最终能够把自己完全奉献给他。
The purpose of the gospel, the Lord wants to gain each and every one of us, just like He gained Mary to be completely His.
这是主福音要做成的。
This is what the gospel of the Lord is good to work on.
所以玛利亚所做的不是一个特别增加的事情。
This is what the gospel is to accomplish. So what Mary did was not something extra special.
而是主要我们每一个人都能够把自己奉献给他。
But this is what the Lord wants, that every one of us to be consecrated to Him.
我们能够奉献给主，其实是主给一条路，让我们能够爱他。
To be able to consecrate to the Lord, it is Him giving us a way to love Him.
我会想到在旧约里面有三个图画。
I think of three pictures in the Old Testament.
第一个在出埃及记的21章我就不读了。
In Exodus 21, I will not read it.
是讲到一个希伯来人，他在一个爱他的主人家里做工之后，六年满了，他可以自由。
So I think of a man working in his owner's house, and after 6 years he can go out free.
他可以自由的时候，但是他又爱慕这个主人和主人的家。
But the servant loved the Lord and his house, so he wanted to remain in his master's house.
所以按照当时的规矩，他就来到主人的门前，然后在耳朵上穿一个洞。
So he went to the doorpost and to have have his ear pierced.
只有这样，他才能够在这个主人的家中永远的待着，永远的来服侍他。
So it's only then can he remain in his master's house forever to serve him.
所以这个穿洞穿耳归给这个主人，其实就是我们的奉献。
So this piercing ear is a consecration.
我也想到在出埃及记第40章讲到那个会幕的被建立起来的时候。
So in Exodus 40, when it speaks of the tabernacle.
我们知道会幕在有周围的帷幕。
So we know there's surrounding the tabernacle.
然后中间有那个圣所和至圣所。
And in there is the Holy of Holies.
但从那个会幕的门口到这个圣所至圣所，它要经过几样的东西。
So you have to pass some of the things between the door and of the tabernacle to the Holy of Holies.
一个是祭坛。
One is the altar.
然后是洗濯盆。
And then the basin.
然后再到, 啊, 圣所。
And then you go into the Holy of Holies.
所以当人因着救恩进入神家的门, 要来服侍神的话, 他第一个经过的是那个祭坛。
So before a man enter to serve in the house of God, first he has to pass that, the offering, the sacrifice. Altar of sacrifice.
一方面这个祭坛, 表明我们来到主面前，我们需要靠着主，主是那祭牲。
So the altar of sacrifice it speaks to us that we come, we have to come to the altar, and the Lord Himself, is the sacrifice.
另外一方面就是，我们真的要来服侍主，我们必须把自己交在主的手中，我们才能够来服侍他。
That when we come, we have to give ourselves to the Lord. Then we can come and serve him.
我会再想到一个图片，就是旧约里面 那个约柜。
And another picture I can think about is the the Ark of the Covenant.
那约柜是要祭司抬的。
The Ark of the Covenant is to be the priest have to bear it.
约柜代表主的自己。
The Ark speaks of the Lord himself.
也是主的见证,
and also his testimony.
但这个约柜必须是祭司抬着的,
but this ark has to be borne by the priests.
祭司是怎样的人呢?
Who are they?
祭司都是奉献的人。
They are ones who have consecrated themselves.
当祭司在承受这个, 啊, 祭司的职分的时候,
when they are serving,
他必须有血涂在他的耳朵上、手指上和脚的拇指上。
They have to have blood being on their earlobes, their fingers, and their toes.
只有这样的才能够抬那个约柜。
Only then can they bear the ark.
就是让主来完全的掌权。
That the Lord is in control completely.
如果不是这样奉献的祭司，我在想，如果遇到事情，那个神说约柜要往这个地方去，他可能往别的地方去。
If they're not wholly consecrated to the Lord, maybe when the Lord says to go this way, then they will go another way.
可能就把这个约柜抬到我要经历的难处面前。
And maybe they'll bring the ark to where they are going through difficulties.
神是来帮我的。
And you know, God is to come and help me.
或者我们就会用牛车来拉。
Or we'll use the cart borne by the ox.
但只有一个奉献的人才会真正的照着神的心意来扛起主的见证。
But only one who's consecrated to the Lord will you know, do according to what is in God's heart to bear his testimony.
我在想渔民就是这样一般奉献给主的人。
I'm thinking the remnants are those who have consecrated themselves to the Lord. The world can no longer draw them.
他们让主完全的在他身上掌权, 他的全人全心都用在主的事上。
That the Lord has full authority over them, their whole being, their whole hearts are to the Lord.
我时间不够, 我最后想说的就是, 我们, 应该怎样来爱主。
I do not have much time, but I want to speak of how we can come and love our Lord.
我想就提一个，就是说我们要 记得我们在主面前是否还有喜乐。
We have to remember one thing: do we still have joy in the Lord?
因为在使徒行传的时候，当我们看到一个教会 正常的时候，里面都是满了喜乐的。
So in the Acts, according to the apostles, we see that when the church is right in the right is right, then you have that joy.
喜乐其实是我们里面的一个指标，我还能够爱主吗？
It's like a pointer to see if we still if we love the Lord.
我就把几些点给弟兄姊妹。
I'll point out some things.
就是当我们如果没有来依靠主、亲近主的时候，我们里面就会没有喜乐。
And if we are not trusting in the Lord, we are not drawing nigh to Him, then we will not have joy.
然后当我们看环境看难处的时候没有看到主的时候我们也会失去喜乐
And when we look at the circumstances then we are not trusting in the Lord then we will also lose that joy
但我们的主啊要在环境中让我们认识他是那位掌权的他是又真又活的
But the Lord through circumstances wants us to know that he is the one in control of all the circumstances And he is true and living
如果我们啊有了主的命令我们也不遵守的话我们也会没了喜乐
And if we have his commandments and we do not obey then we will lose that joy
最后就是啊，当我们只关心自己的事，都是为着我的时候，我们里面也会失去了喜乐。
And lastly, if we only care about our own things, then we'll also lose that joy.
我今天就没有时间来细谈我们啊。如果主允许啊，可以下一次我们再跟弟兄姊妹一起交通。
The Lord willing, I'll continue next time.
好，我们就一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主，你已经爱了我们。
You first loved us.
主啊，你的爱是超过我们的理解的。
It's beyond our understanding.
主，当我们知道你在我们身上的爱是真实的。
And Lord, we know that your love in us is true.
主，我们谢谢你，你爱我们，你救我们从罪中出来。
Lord, we thank you that you love us and you deliver us from sin.
主啊，你爱我们，让我们得到你的生命。
You love us and you give us your life.
啊、你爱我们给我们这条奉献的路让我们能够来服侍你
You love us and you give us this way of consecration for us to be able to serve you
主、啊、让我们一生主都不断经历你的爱
Lord that we experience your love throughout our lives
我们一生都不离开你
that we will not leave you Lord
让我们在地上走不管在哪里我们都是在爱里来跟随你
that no matter where we are on this Earth, Lord, that we would love you and follow you.
我们尊重你，我们服侍你。
Lord, we esteem you, and Lord, we serve you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.